Thank you very much for staying on the line. This is Chase. How are you today?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm great. Thank you very much, sir. So I think that Joe is the one who's basically been helping you in fixing out the website. So how's the work so far?
It's coming along. I think Joe's been very patient with me because sometimes I don't have a lot of time, and also I have no idea what I'm doing. So, yeah, he's been great. Sometimes the quality of the work, I get a feeling like you have lots of people who work on things, and sometimes things get lost in translation. But, you know, as long as I follow up, it does eventually get fixed.
Oh, okay. All right. So I think that, according to me, website has been 60 to 65% completed. Is that right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and like
now,
I said, part of it is me because I'm trying to develop the brand and everything else while we're building the website.
All right. So I was at your website right now, and I think like this is basically the time that we can speak about the merchants and the shipping, how that would simply going to work for you. So first of all, for the merchants, what sort of merchants would you be adding up onto the website for the payment transactions?
Well, it's a Shopify website, so I was planning on doing everything through Shopify, all the payment processing components.
Even on Shopify as well, we have to basically select the merchants. So by that particular way, we could integrate that. And likewise, you pay like a subscription to Shopify to use their particular platform. There is basically monthly fees associated with different plugins and APIs. So now, as far as considering and talking about the merchant, we can use PayPal, we can use Stripe, which is debit and credit. So would you be willing to have both, or would you just would like to get one? I think both would be fine.
So let me ask you this. Am I doing this through Orbit, or is this for what I'm selecting in Shopify?
It is something which you're selecting in Shopify, but of course we have to basically integrate that. And then there are basically two options. Either you pay month-to-month for the merchants as well, or you pay a one-time fee for the merchants, which basically stays there forever until or unless your Shopify account is live. But it is something that is doing and getting done by Shopify.
Okay, yeah.
It's an e-commerce store, right? It's an e-commerce store, so you will be selling products, right? So I was asking, like, what payment modes people can basically use to pay you online to get the products?
Yeah, and I think PayPal and debit credit makes sense.
Okay. And we do have a third option as well, which is gift card, because most of the people are not used to a putting their credit card information online over the internet or in the website. So for that particular part, you must have seen Visa prepaid cards, gift cards that we can get it from anywhere, and then they can basically use that as well to go ahead and make the payment for you. So by that particular way, we will be getting all three merchants onto the particular website as well, which will give you PayPal, debit, credit, and the gift card services as well, which is the Visa prepaid card. So no matter whoever is coming up on your website, at least they will not be going by just because of a payment merchant.
Yes. Yep. That makes sense.
Okay. Now for
the I have one other question for you on that. So I'm also going to be selling these in person. Like I'm going to be going to festivals and selling these.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there a remote access option where I can have a what do they call it, box where you have something that connects to your cell phone and you can swipe it and it processes the payment, but then it comes out of your inventory from Shopify?
All right. So for that particular part as well, that was basically the reason to know what exactly you're willing to have the options open. And thank you very much for mentioning that. So once we're simply going to be going ahead and integrating the merchants with the website itself, which is, of course, on Shopify, we will basically enable a feature that will give you the access to put the numbers. Of course, you cannot swipe it, but you have to basically manually enter the numbers, like the 14-digit numbers, the expiration, and the CVV, and it can basically get you the confirmation right there and then by opening it up through a cell phone, tablet, iPad, whatever you need it. And at that particular point, the inventory would be mentioned in the back end on your website. So we can pretty much do that. But we have to basically go ahead and get this thing enabled as well, just to basically for you, so that you could have a system set it up wherever you go, wherever you basically put the stall in or sell it online or do anything like that, you will have a back end merchant for the merchant too.
Okay, and will I be able to, like, swipe somebody's credit card, or do I have to manually enter it?
The swipe option would not be there unless or until you have a swiping machine with you. However, we can basically get you the manual right now by which you have to manually enter the numbers, and then the payment would be processed by then. But it will be connected with the website as well.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I want to do, because that way I can have all my inventory control in one place.
Of course.
Yeah, that would be good.
All right. Now, how many products are you willing to add in the future? I see only three now. Are these it, or are you making more?
I want to see how I do with these three, and then I'll advance it. But I have an idea of creating a subscription service where people can sign up every month. They get a new piece of wire and a new blueprint to create a twist kit.
Oh, perfect. You mentioned about classes as well. So is that something that will be a part of it?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, on your website, you did mention a tab that called classes. So would that something be a part of it?
Yes, that's correct. Well, classes are different, but that would be like an online session, and it would have a different price point. But what it is everybody would be sent a twist kit, and then they would all go online, and our twisted artist would guide them through making a twist kit. So that would be processed through this too.
And so that will be another way that you will be collecting payment, and that will be subscription-based.
That is not subscription. The classes are one-offs.
One-off. Okay.
The subscription I haven't developed yet. To be honest with you, I just need to get this off the ground, and then I can think about the next product offerings.
Right. So right now, what we have basically discussed, you will be needing PayPal. You'll be needing debit and credit, the gift card opportunity. The one-off classes fees would be taken care of by the merchant itself. And then you need the option to access the merchant by yourself so that you can charge it manually, right?
Yes.
Perfect. So for this particular part, there are two ways. Either you can basically pay yearly fees for these three merchants, and they will basically going to charge you some sort of amount as well on that particular part. And either you can go ahead and you can pay a one-off fee for all the three merchants, including all the functionalities that you have just basically told me about, so that we could fix it up on that particular website. You don't pay a monthly or yearly fee to Shopify for the merchant itself, and the payment would work fine, absolutely. We will set it up, and once the installation has been done, we will give you a test run on all three servers, all three merchants, that how the payment would work. We'll do a demo transaction of $5, $10, or $15 so that you can see that the payments are connected and it is coming up. Now, for the payments, once it's been made, is that something which is a business account that you have created, or would you be collecting the payment on your personal account?
I plan to have a business account. I have an LLC and I have a bank, so I'm hoping that it can all go in where somebody purchases something and the money gets deposited into my business bank account.
Perfect. So we will be going ahead and integrating that part as well. So just give me 1 minute. Let me just see, like, what will be the prices if you go with yearly, and what will be the prices if you go one off. So can you just give me 1 minute? And what's your zip code, by the way? What state are you in?
I'm in Pennsylvania, 19335.
335, perfect. Just give me 5 to 10 seconds, all right? You there?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So I've just basically got the calculation from the account itself. So if you go with the PayPal for 1 year, it will be $299. If you go for debit and credit, it is $399. And if you go with the gift card, that is $199. And as far as the one-off classes and the online payment manually, this is something which will be a part of it, so you don't have to basically pay that. But if I calculate the total, then that is $299 plus $399 plus $199, which is $897, approximately $900 every single year to use these basically merchants. However, if you go with the one-off payment, like one-time thing for the lifetime, then I can get you all three merchants with the one-off classes and giving you the access for the manual merchant as well so that you can use the card wherever you'll be selling them manually. I can make it $1,700 for you for the one-time fee for lifetime for all these three merchants, including the integration.
Okay. I would have to research this. I can't say yes to this right now. It's an interesting concept, and I'll double check it. But yeah, like I said, I'm just not ready to say that. That's a lot of money for me. I'm just getting this business started, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure. But this is something which you really need because you'll be collecting payments online. However, I've given you the prices. You can check on that, and you can let Joe know what you have to do, and then we're simply going to go ahead and buy the merchants for you and add it up onto the website and install it for you as well. So $900 would be something that will be yearly cost, and if you go with one-off, then that is $1,700.
Okay. Let me check around, talk to some of my friends about it, and I'll be back in touch, okay?
Perfect. Sounds great, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.